The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Specifically, Tommy Tucker, you ain't seen nothing yet, because although I am seeing some flakes fly by the window and snow accumulate on Poitras Street and in the Central Business District, the big chance for snow happens between 11 and 6 o'clock. Matt Jewell joins us now, president of St. Charles Parish, to give us an update from St. Charles. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on in St. Charles Parish. What kind of snow are y'all seeing?
I don't know what a blizzard is, but I would call this one, just being from Southeast Louisiana, since we're not used to it, but snow is definitely falling here in Luling, where I'm at, and we are seeing some of those larger, puffier flakes falling right now. This morning around 6 to 7, it was definitely a sleet ice mixture, and it's definitely transitioned for us, and you can see the accumulations building.
I was going to ask you about that. Is there a camera where people can access to see what's going on in St. Charles Parish or not?
That's a good question. I don't think they have it.
Have you people work on it, and if they can get you an answer, we'll find out. Because I was wondering,
we'll work on that.
All right, I was wondering if we were going to see the big flakes like we saw in Christmas of 2005, because I'm not seeing that here in the CBD. But again, we're just on the cusp of this. Tell me what preparations you guys did in St. Charles Parish to get ready for this.
Yeah, so obviously we've been preparing now for, probably about a week, where we started getting our directors working towards winterizing buildings and making sure that all of our pump stations and everything were able to go through these, just severe cold weathers, the severe cold temperatures. And, mainly, setting up our warming shelter and then messaging to our residents that they need to stay off the roads if at all possible, just because, A, we're not used to driving in these types of conditions, and B, the conditions are deteriorating quickly.
I was down on Magazine Street earlier, and it just struck me how, I've been here before for hurricane coverage and talking to you about hurricanes before, and the wind is blowing at about the same rate, not at hurricane strength or anything, but as before.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You might think financial crime is all about money. but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For a storm, because the winds are blowing pretty good and the precipitation is flying, but it's a night and day difference as far as the type of precipitation and the temperature. When it comes to preparations, did any of this mirror what you would do for a hurricane, Matt?
You know, a lot of the meetings that we have for our EOC, the rhythm that we have these meetings and our cadence, communicating with the public and the directors is a lot like a hurricane, and it's pretty much what you would do in any emergency is make sure that your internal employees, your directors, are doing what they need to get their departments ready, to make sure that you're messaging the important things to the community, to make sure that they're preparing accordingly. So there are a lot of similarities in these types of emergencies, but obviously this is this one's a new one for me. We've gone through the pandemic, Hurricane Ida, floods, everything else, and now we get to add a snowstorm to the list.
Let me take a quick break. We come back, we'll talk about water and freezing and water pressure and all that stuff. Matt Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish, our guest. I want to hear from y'all again at 504-260-1870. If you can give me a report from where you are, what kind of snow you're seeing, what kind of stuff you're doing, because it's a shared experience and doesn't happen often here. Snow day in New Orleans. 820 traffic now, WWL. A24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Historic snowfall in southeastern Louisiana. Lafayette had a blizzard warning earlier. Matt Jewell is our guest, president of St. Charles Parish, said he's never seen a blizzard, but from what you're seeing in St. Charles Parish, it sure looks like it, huh, Matt?
I'm going to go ahead and call it a blizzard. It might not be the technical definition, but it's a blizzard for southeast Louisiana for sure.
Well, you're a parish president. You can do whatever the hell you want. No, I'm just kidding. Matt, when it comes to Colin Arnold, director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans, was on with us, and he was asking people to avoid, as of now, using large appliances like dishwashers, washing machines, if people can. Keep in mind, that's not the dryer. If your kids go out and play, it's gas. It's different than water. You can use a dryer to dry the clothes. Maybe you don't have to wash them. But when it comes to water pressure, people trickling the faucets, sometimes one person's trickle becomes a run. Before you know it, the water pressure is low. That can lead to all kinds of problems. Address all of that, if you can, please.
Yeah, so I'm not familiar with New Orleans's, distribution system for their water plant. So all I can tell you is that,
I was just mentioning that as a refresher for Orleans Parish. I certainly didn't mean to draw you into Orleans Parish.
No, absolutely. But I can tell you that our water system is performing just fine at the moment, and pressure and levels remain good. Obviously, if you are up and about today and you're using your water and you're doing normal activities, there's a very low chance that your pipes are going to freeze because you're keeping water moving through your pipes. If everybody in St. Charles Parish decided to run their water, then we could potentially see some issues. So we don't necessarily tell people to run their water. I know I usually tell people that if your home is elevated and off the ground, wind can get under it. Those are the homes that we see just from experience that have more of a chance of the pipes freezing over. But most of our homes that are slab on grade, properly insulated, and if you do all of the preparations that you should have done to your outside spigots, you should be just fine without running your water. But obviously we tell people to do what they feel is best for their home. But right now, water and wastewater operations are just fine.
That is a good point you make, Matt, and I'm not trying to speak for Orleans Parish either, but by using, at least for St. Charles Parish, the washing machine and the regular daily activities, that keeps the water flowing through the system and actually decreases the chances of anything freezing.
Yeah, when that water starts sitting still in your pipes, that's when the water has a chance, and the pipes have a chance of freezing. But if you're up and doing your normal activities, you're washing, washing dishes or taking a shower, washing your hands, that keeps water moving throughout the system and reduces any potential for freezing.
Any final thoughts, Matt?
You know, I just want to tell people again to stay safe, stay off the roads if at all possible. Tonight is going to be a very cold night. The snow is going to exacerbate the temperatures and really drive those temperatures down to the teens. We really want residents to make sure that they are practicing fire safety when they're at home. If you're running a space heater, don't have it plugged into an extension cord just have it plugged straight into the wall. Don't overload circuits. Don't leave them on in rooms unattended. When you get into these cold weather events like this, this is when we see fires in St. Charles Parish. And really, I think statistically across the nation is when we get into these cold weather events. So we just want residents to be really aware. If they haven't cleaned their chimney in many years and they want to fire it up, might be best that they don't do that because it could be soot or dust inside of that chimney that could ignite, cause a different issue. You know, the road conditions are bad. We don't know if fire and EMS are going to be able to get to you if it gets much worse. So we just ask people to just be really safe. Don't create any hazards.
Yeah, if you haven't done it in a while or it would seem outside of your normal routine, think twice before you do it. Thank you, Matt Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish. Stay warm. Enjoy the blizzard. I hope you get out and get to play in it a little bit. Mark from Denham Springs, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.